that between 5 and 7 p.m., they're hoping to catch people that might be on their way home from work and before they get home. But they call in to book a place in the GAA, but to call in and look at the kind of preliminary research that they've been undertaking, identify or add to issues. There has been over 700 people who have made response to a survey promoted through the council's consultation survey website, and that has generated a lot of responses, over 700 at this point in time. I asked what were the key issues ahead of today's discussion, and they say that vehicular traffic congestion, quality and safety for cyclists and pedestrians, and recreation and leisure opportunities are the main issues that are occurring. So that survey work, and along with other research, will be sort of presented to those attending the workshop. And I think the workshop will be an opportunity to kind of get in a bit deeper into the different issues and explain from a broad representative perspective how to tackle them or what should go into the plan.
It's really all about the people of the town and the surrounding townlands having their say, Padraig, and anybody who has had a problem within Clane and wants to voice it, this is the opportunity to do it. And I say that because there's no point after this consultation process is finished saying, oh, well, I should have said this or I should have said that.
Yeah, it's timely to try and capture that now. I'm kind of hoping that the master plan that they produce will be an opportunity to tackle a lot of issues. I suppose whatever issues go into it will have to be within the realm or the ability of the local authority to go and seek funding to action things. So they talk about looking primarily anyway at planning, heritage, mobility and sustainability, and to try and capture and reveal the town spirit as the kind of artistic language that they're encouraging us to see through a lens there, I suppose. It falls in with the government's town centre first policy, and they're seeking to fund well thought out ideas for improvements in town centres and to improve the economic and social experiences that people have in the town. I suppose Clane, given its location, does serve a wider rural hinterland, and while people might feel they might not live immediately in the town of Clane, a lot of their experiences are in the town. So it is a call for people from both within and around the town to reach out, give suggestions, identify solutions, and let's see what the town team that will follow on this activity can produce in terms of grants and projects. I've been partnership with the traders, the groups, the social groups, the clubs and sports groups, residence groups, the tidy towns and so on can achieve together.
Okay, I'm just looking through some of the messages that are coming in to us, Padraig. I won't have time to get through them all, but one thing that a couple of listeners have raised is traffic in the town. And we spoke about this with you on the show a couple of weeks ago, and particularly when the schools are in session, so to speak. Traffic on the Prosperous Road, on the Kilcock Road coming in there past Mainham Cemetery and Clongowes, and on the main street is bumper to bumper.
It is. It reflects a modern societal condition, if you like. A lot of us depend on cars. Some of those trips are unavoidable, to be fair, but maybe some of them are avoidable. And there's a limited road capacity. So when a large number of people are trying to come through one junction at the one time, then queuing emerges. Now, I don't have a material answer. And people might say to us that, you know, we should have a bypass of the town. And I suppose I'm mindful of the fact that through the CAPTU Townsland, the housing scheme underway, granted by Ambor Planola, and that includes a roadway that will be part funded by the public purse to the value of millions. And while that will allow traffic to reroute around Main Street and perhaps the true traffic from the north-south to take a different or an alternative corridor around the town,
yeah,
I anticipate that once that happens, more people will think they can get through Clane quicker.
Do you know when that's going to open?
No. There's no, until they progress the work closer to a conclusion. But the estimate, Owen, would be that it started in the last couple of months and it will take 12, 18 to 24 months to bring it to conclusion.
Right.
So we'll give you more updates as they emerge. But I suppose a lot of towns are living with this congestion. And look, I'm going to offer, we cannot ignore the climate change agenda. It's frames everything, although very few of us are talking about it publicly, that traffic and transport relates to 19% of our emissions nationally. And anyone watching the overnight media will have seen the floods in the UK, France, Italy and Turkey this morning, where street loads of cars were washed away in heavy unanticipated flooding from Storm Ciarán.
Yeah.
So those emissions feed into it. So
is it not oversimplistic, though, Padraig, to say the way that we deal with traffic issues is to stop driving and creating traffic? Because even when you think back to the Salins bypass, locals in Clane straight away would have said, we don't need to be a genius to know it's going to put more traffic and more strain on our town. So is there any other kind of solution that could, for those that have to drive, that could be implemented?
Well, we are looking at a connection through to the back of one of the projects that will be highlighted in this workshop will be pedestrian cycle links from the Ballinagap Road to the Prosperous Road to allow more people walk and cycle, maybe more directly. But I don't know of anybody that has said, if everyone has to drive, how we solve without widening the roads and maybe taking out the footpath to allow more cars drive through the town. And I anticipate that when the CAP2 road comes through, that there will be a larger number of vehicles on the Naas Road and the Kilcock Road coming to Clane, because of the perception from those outside the town going through it, that the level of congestion that was there before might be partially addressed by some of the routes, but the net return will be more traffic.
Right.
So while it is simplistic, and you know, and I've been accused of being, you know, dismissive, if I had the answer to how people say they can't get out of their cars, how can we solve it? I'd tell you the answer.
Right. Just to let people know as well, that Town Centre Plan Public Consultation Workshop is next Tuesday in Clane GAA between 5 and 7 o'clock, and places are limited. You have to register beforehand, and those who are interested in attending, email clanetcf@kildarecoco.ie. So that's clanetcf@kildarecoco.ie. Before I let you go, Padraig, I see that perhaps ownership of the Clane Community Hall, also known locally there in the town as the Scout Hall, that's going to be transferred over to Kildare County Council, is it?
There was a group there put in place to own that on behalf of the wider community and to support and facilitate the scouting group to make good use of it. And that use will continue into the future. And the intention is for Clare County Council, who would have, you know, the facility skills to manage such a facility for lots of different groups, to be able to take that on and support the town and continue to, and expanding its use perhaps to other groups, subject to the agreement of the scouts. And others. So that has been a work in progress, but delayed by COVID and other issues. We got an announcement out into the paper in the last couple of days to draw people's attention to the fact that it's about to happen. But it was a community gain facility linked to housing so many years ago. It has to remain in the control of a local ownership, or on behalf of the local ownership, as opposed to vesting it in the name of a national agency or national organisation like the Scouts. That would be compliant with community gain. So ongoing use, and we will hope to see some investment in this facility in the next few years to bring it up to modern standards.